Like we have been the Big Bash on the Breakfast Club, and last night, of course, we saw the Melbourne Stars defeat the Hobart Hurricanes in Hobart in the first semi. And tonight we've got the Marvel Festival. We've got the Renegades hosting the Sydney Sixers in the second semi. And Brad Hodge from Channel 7 has been good enough to jump on the line and talk to us about that and more. Good morning, Hodgie.
Yeah, good morning.
Now, you had an association with both the Melbourne teams. You saw the Stars go down to Hobart last night. Were you confident that they would win that game, or was it just a matter of what Hobart did with their batting?
Well, they've continued the trend, haven't they? And, you know, the fourth side upsetting the top side, and they played particularly well. I wasn't confident that they'd get the job done, only the fact that Darcy Short and Matthew Wade were in such good form, and once, you know, they departed, you know, you could see the pressure mounting on the other batters, and I thought that Glenn Maxwell and the Stars performed beautifully.
The nature of Big Bash, Brad, can you ever be confident turning up to a game because it can be so hit or miss?
Not really, yeah. It's such a 50-50 game. And, you know, if someone has a good day, like Glenn Maxwell did at the MCG the other day and just took it out of the Sixers' hands, that can happen. There's so many good players around. It's really tough, you know. There's certain matchups that you try and perform and get it into your favour, but realistically, if someone has a good day, there's not a great deal you can do about it.
You've played with Maxi. Have you been surprised with him as to how good he's been as a captain? Don't worry about the batting. We know what he can do there, but his captaincy seems to be one of the real highlights of the Stars season.
Yeah, no, not really. He's a bit of a cricket nuffy, Maxi. So for those listeners that don't know what a nuffy is, it's basically one that eats cricket sandwiches. So, you know, he loves watching cricket, loves digesting it, you know, studies, you know, other people's, is in touch with statistics. So it's not surprising. I think he's got good leadership skills. It's just, you know, it's just, you know, outside of that, that, you know, he hopefully gets it right.
Hodgie, I'm interested in the matchups. You've been obviously captain of a T20 team, you're coach of a T20 team. How much time do you spend just working out what are the best matchups and then obviously probably when to actually apply them within the game?
Well, it's just more on the captain, isn't it? You know, he'll sit down with the coach and he'll go through statistics and try and find out, you know, when's the best place to bowl. You could see that in the Melbourne Stars, they had to take a punt bowling the two leg spinners in the power play with Jackson Bird being omitted. So, you know, they're punts that you'll try and take. So as soon as they got that first wicket, that was something that they had to do and they did it quite well. Maxwell bowling the first over is another one. So, yeah, you look at statistics and see the strike rates of certain bowlers against batters and then you'll play that card, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, then you go back to the drawing board.
So then looking at tonight's game, what do you see as the most important matchups within this game?
Well, it's not matchups, actually, this one. It's more about what's lost. So, Mohammad Nabi for the Renegades and also Tom Curran, who's been so good for the Sixers, how they fill that void is more important. So, each one of those guys has been bowling, you know, an over in the power play. So, how you combat that? Both of them are economical. So, how you try and work out how you find that new role for the new player is more so than anything. But yeah, this game will pretty much be a matter of trying to survive, you know, up until about the 13th over and then hopefully got wickets in hand and go hard at the death.
What is it about this pitch, Hodgie, at Marvel? It seems to be the topic of conversation every time. What do you bat or bowl first? What's the secret to succeeding at Marvel?
I think you've got to chase because, you know, it does get better at night. I think it's been pretty good. I think the batting has actually been substandard from the Renegades so far this year. You know, we haven't seen the best out of Cooper, Cameron White, you know, even Finchie. You know, it's been more so the youngsters, Sam Harper, you know, doing really well. So usually you dominate with the older statesmen, but it hasn't been that way this year. And I think the wicket's actually been okay. It's more the surface just off the side of the wicket where you hit a good shot and it just gets stuck in the surface there, so you don't get value for shots. That makes it difficult.
You reckon it's got in their head a bit, the wicket, with the batsman? Because it seems to have not only affected them at Marvel Stadium, but also when they've travelled as well at times.
Yeah, well, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. Just speaking to a couple of players, in there on Tuesday, just trying to free their mind up, worry about the contest, not worry about the wicket. So, you know, as batsmen, we like everything to be in our favour. So, you know, we're strange units. And if we see a wicket, which we, if we think that, you know, could upset our rhythm or tempo, then, you know, it gets in our heads. So, yeah, that's the way it is.
Is the jury still out on Nathan Lyon as a T20 bowler?
I think he's pretty good. Look, especially at this level, domestic level, he's you know, it's class. So whenever you put class against some domestic level, then you know that's it's going to rise above. It's whether you can take that to the next level is probably the next question. And he hasn't had enough of experience or exposure to white ball cricket either to make that judgment. But I think he'll bowl pretty well.
I know he's one of your best mates, but can you share with us a little bit about Andrew McDonald and some of the reasons why he's such a good coach? Because he coaches well at four-day cricket, he coaches well at county cricket, he's done really well with his Renegades group this year.
Yeah.
What makes him so good?
Well, he's a redhead. that's most important. There's only 2% of them in the world, so they're fractionally different than the rest of them. They think differently. No, I'll get serious. He's one of the best mates. I think spending some time with Andrew as well, very, very structured. He learns off a lot of others, including different codes. He spent a lot of time down at Geelong Footy Club, you know, learning how their structures work. They're well educated. He's had, you know, close to 10 years experience in the coaching world now, so I think he's got a lot of great rapport with the players as well, so I just respect him a lot, and I think that's critical. So you know, he ticks all those boxes. He certainly gets up earlier than I do, so you know, he's at work preparing, all those things that you should do as a good coach. He's doing it.
Well, it's going to be a good encounter tonight. Looking forward to seeing what Andrew McDonald can do with my boys, the Renegades, Hodgie. Are you tipping them or are you tipping the Sixers?
Yeah, I know. I'm going to tip the Renegades today. I think they'll get the job done.
Right. That'll be an All-Melbourne final on the Big Bash, which will be a good result for cricket in Victoria. Always a pleasure to chat to you, Hodgie. Good luck. We'll look forward to catching you more through the year on Channel 7.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks.